All eyes turned to Donald Trump for first 100 days speech in Michigan. By Nick Gilbertson on April 29, 2025. All eyes will be on President Donald Trump Tuesday evening as he delivers his 100-day speech in Macomb County, Michigan, after a whirlwind first 3 months in office. Trump is expected to tout his accomplishments through the first 3 months of his second term during his scheduled 6 p.m. speech in the Wolverine State. Michigan was one of seven swing states that helped propel him to the presidency over former Vice President Kamala Harris. The president has no shortage of subject matter to draw on in his remarks Tuesday night. Through 100 days, he has signed more than 140 executive orders, helped bring in trillions of dollars in investment, and spearheaded peace efforts in two wars. Trump's flurry of executive orders through his first 100 days far exceeds the output of each of his predecessors at the end of the first calendar year of their presidencies. For reference, former President Joe Biden signed 77 executive orders from January 20, 2021, through December 31, 2021, the Federal Register shows. Former President Barack Obama signed 40 orders during his first 11 months, while former President George W. Bush signed 54 orders over the same period in 2001. Trump has also outpaced the start of his own first term, which saw 55 orders by the end of 2017. Some of Trump's actions face legal challenges, but his impact through executive action has been undeniable, especially on the border. Trump began implementing his border policy on day one of his administration, and has thus far signed orders to declare a national emergency at the southern border, send a large number of military assets to the region, and rescind Biden-era policies that blocked criminal illegal alien deportations and enabled catch and release, among other measures. Trump's policies have had a substantial impact on reducing the flow of migrants at the border. During the first 2 months of his administration, apprehensions of migrants at the southern border averaged 263 per day, Breitbart News Texas's Bob Price reported. This marks a 94% drop during the same period in 2024 under Biden, when there was an average of more than 4,600 daily apprehensions. Moreover, the White House touted last week that there has been a 99.99% decline in catch-and-release instances along the border compared to the apex of catch-and-release under the Biden administration. Watch for Trump to highlight his accomplishments in stymieing illegal immigration. Another bright spot Trump could underscore has been the influx of investment into the United States since he returned to office. According to the White House, more than $5 trillion in investments have been announced throughout the first 100 days of Trump's second administration. Some of the largest and most prominent investments include Apple's $500 billion commitment in America, a $500 billion investment from Stargate, which is a joint project of SoftBank, OpenAI, and Oracle, and a $500 billion investment announcement from semiconductor producer NVIDIA. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt underscored Trump's deregulation campaign on Tuesday and said the investments are set to bring in more than 450,000 jobs. All of these investment commitments are estimated to generate at least 451,000 new high-paying jobs for American workers and families, she said.